Hurling stones at Christians seems these days to be par for the course. In part, that's because some of the overt hypocrisy that goes on. Fair enough. No one likes a hypocrite. But it runs much deeper than that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. To many of those who don't believe in Jesus, our faith in him is deeply offensive. And I get that. Before I became a Christian, let me tell you, the things those Christians said and did, even the good things, in fact, especially the good things, offended me to the core. Man, I hated them. I persecuted them. I threw stones at them. And as you stand back from that, you have to ask yourself, why? Short answer? Because their goodness shone a light on the darkness in my soul. A darkness that had wrapped its tentacles around every part of my life. And like a cancer, it was impossible for me alone to break free. So I defended it. I clung to it for dear life. And that's exactly what was going on in this little episode. John chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. The Father and I are one, said Jesus. But again, the Jews there picked up stones to kill him. But he said to them, the many wonderful things you've seen me do are from the Father. Which of these good things are you killing me for? And kill him they eventually did. Look, none of us likes to have rocks hurled at us for our faith in Jesus. But that's exactly what he predicted would happen. None of us wants to be crucified like Jesus, and yet he's called us to take up our cross and follow him. So don't be surprised when they throw stones. That's God's word fresh for you today. Living that life, man, it's hard. You can't keep on doing it in your own strength. You need power, I mean real power, supernatural power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.